This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
But Senator Dave McCormick wanted to check in with us, and I said, done. I was just listening to an interview he had, and here he is, Senator Dave McCormick, the great Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Welcome, Senator. How are you?
Hey, Bob. How you doing, my friend?
Well, all's well on this end. I'm relieved that nothing crazy happens overnight. You know, there's not some left-wing insanity occurring.
It is unbelievable. I was just saying that there's, you know, obviously some moderate Democrats that are being put in an increasingly difficult position, because you look at that address to Congress, the joint address to Congress, and you see the Democratic Party not being able to stand up and clap for a kid that survived cancer that gets his appointment on behalf of the president to the Secret Service, or a young man who gets accepted to West Point.
It was an absolutely beautiful moment.
Oh. Of course, Corey Compitore.
I thought Steve Miller was doing the speeches again. It was that good.
It was so good. Corey Compitore, who I was there at Butler when he was killed, and his widow there, Mark Fogel, a prisoner in Russia. I was there in the Oval, in the White House, when he came back and was released 22 days in the Trump administration. These are stories that are, they transcend party. This is the great American story right here, right in front of people. And the Democrats sit there with their, you know, pink shirts and their little signs. Absolute madness. And the reason I start with that, that's reflective of where they are. These are 80-20 issues. It's 80-20 issue to stop the border and stop the flow of fentanyl. It's an 80-20 issue that biological men shouldn't be competing in women's sports. And yet the Democratic Party cannot get out of its own way. And so for your listeners who are Democrats, I say to them, I ran to represent every single Pennsylvanian, and I'm working hard right now to make sure we put the policies in place to close the border and to get inflation under control and unlock energy. And that's good for all of Pennsylvania. And this Democratic Party's just lost its way.
I mean, another 80-20 issue, well, at least I hope it is, you've got Mahmoud Khalil, this rabble-rouser on a visa, and the Democrats are fighting like cats and dogs to keep him in this country. That's just insane.
This is not a First Amendment issue, because the visas are granted as a privilege. It's a privilege to be able to come to the United States under a certain agreement. And that certain agreement does not permit violent speech, inciting violence, the exact things that happened at Columbia that this man was part of. So this is Marco Rubio and I during the campaign wrote an op-ed, and we basically said, listen, these people that are on visas that are protesting and spewing this anti-Semitic hatred and encouraging violence, send them home. Arrest them and send them home. And that's exactly what they're doing right now, and I couldn't support it more.
Senator Dave McCormick, our Commonwealth's newest junior senator, is with us on the Bob Cadaro Show. Senator, here's just something that I wondered. One of the things that people, it's underreported, it's not generally viewed, but you find in a body, particularly like the U.S. Senate, you become very close very quickly with people whose ideology you couldn't disagree with more. In this case, Democrats. So,
yep.
Have you struck up, without naming names, have you struck up friendships where they tell you, yeah, we're really going crazy, we're going off the deep end? You know, whether, well, they'll yep. confide in you and tell you, yeah, we really are losing it here, but I got to go with it.
Well, you know, the relationship that I've had a chance to develop is with Senator Fetterman. You know, he lives a couple miles away from me. He lives in Braddock. I live in Pittsburgh in Squirrel Hill. And we've hit it off, and we agree on Israel and anti-Semitism. We agree on the need to bring manufacturing jobs home. He's a supporter of fracking. So, you know, there's a lot we agree on, but there's a lot we disagree on. And I don't think I'm divulging any sensitivities because he said this publicly. I think he thinks that his party has moved, you know, radically to the left, and he's spoken out, I think, with a lot of courage against that. And you know, he said
but hasn't voted against
that,
it yet.
Well, he's voted. No, well, in
he's
some
spoken
ways, yeah,
out against it, not voted yet.
Well, in fairness, you know, he was the Democrat that supported. He didn't support all of President Trump's nominees, but he supported a lot of them. He said very publicly, "Listen, the president won." He was opposed to the way and said publicly the way the Democrats handled the address to Congress. He co-sponsored the Lake and Riley bill, which was passed. And yesterday I released my first bill.
Yeah.
Which
I
was a fentanyl bill.
That. Yeah.
Yeah. Us, a fentanyl bill. And my co-sponsor was Fetterman. So it's a bipartisan bill. And so listen, there's a progressive ideology, a socialist ideology that that, in my opinion, was well on the way to destroying our country. And so I'm certainly going to have my disagreements with much, if not most, of the Democrats' policies. But where there's a chance to work together on behalf of Pennsylvania, I'm going to do it. And that's what I've been able to do so far with Senator Fetterman.
Senator McCormick, we knew that you would hit the ground running just because of your experiences. It doesn't matter if it was combat veteran, West Point, you know, international business guy, all of that, entrepreneur on top of that. Do you feel like you've got you're actually running? You're in the middle of the mix. You're making things happen. Again, laying that putting that bill up that you co-wrote and that you sponsored. One indication. Do you feel like you've got your sea legs as a senator?
Well, I'm learning every day. It's a whole new world. And to be honest with you, there's so much here that doesn't make sense. That, you know, if you're a business person, if you're an outsider, right? I mean, Bob, good God. Yeah. And the fact that we're talking about shutting down the government, or the fact we haven't had a budget for years, or the fact that many of these programs are spiraling out of control, the fact that we have $35 trillion of debt. I mean, it goes on and on and on. So, there's a lot about it that doesn't make sense. And the key here, I think, is to not let yourself get captured, you know, not sort of become part of the in the effort. You know, well-meaning people want to solve the problem. And, you know, if they don't pay attention, they become part of the problem. So I'm very conscious of that. I try very hard. And so far, I've been very successful to be back in Pennsylvania every weekend. You know, as I said on the campaign trail, I'm going to term limit myself to 2 terms. I'll support legislation. In fact, I'm going to introduce legislation on that. I don't want to become part of the problem. And so you got to have, I think, both a warrior's mindset and an outsider's mindset. And you know, this is why I have a lot of respect for President Trump. I think he has a warrior's mindset and an outsider's mindset. And that's why when you take on the establishment, when you take on Doge as an example to rein in the bureaucracy, you know, it's a fight. And there's lots of pressure to not disrupt. But the American people want and deserve disruption. So I would say that I'm early in terms of understanding how things work, but I'm committed to trying to be a very disruptive force on behalf of Pennsylvanians. And I got a whiteboard in my office. My office is in the basement of Dirksen. I'm in temporary offices. And I got a whiteboard which has my top 10 promises. And every day when I come in, I look at those top 10 promises and I say, okay, what are we doing on that? What are we doing on this? that's the mindset I think you've got to have to change Washington. And we're in the early days, but off to a good start.
Senator Dave McCormick, tell us, you're an international business guy. I mean, you saw it from all sides, investing around the world. This massive disadvantage that the United States allowed us itself to be part of in terms of trade.
Yeah,
there's a lot of people nervous and scared about the tariffs and the back and forth and the stopping, starting nature of it all. But where do you stand on the tariff policies of this administration?
Well, listen, first of all, the tariffs are going to create some uncertainty, and President Trump campaigned on this. The beauty of what he's doing is every single thing he's doing, he said he was going to do. So there should be no surprises. I sat in front of 200 or 300 CEOs yesterday, and I started by saying, listen, I'm going to talk about tariffs, but let me start by saying this. If you're a business person, if you're a consumer, here's what you should feel very certain about and very excited about. Number one, deregulation. There's a huge deregulation agenda. We haven't seen this kind of deregulation since Ronald Reagan. That's one. Two, a energy revolution, energy dominance. We're going to unlock energy. That's huge for our economy, huge for Pennsylvania. Three, already since President Trump came into office, $2 trillion of new investment from Apple, Taiwan Semiconductor, Eli Lilly in the United States, some of that in Pennsylvania. The tax cuts, you know, I feel pretty confident that when we get through this reconciliation process, the Trump tax cuts will be made permanent. So that's all the certainty that's coming. That's all the good. And then the tariffs, I'm very much in favor of the tariffs to deliver on reciprocity. Mm-hmm. Let me put that in layman's terms. We are getting screwed in some countries and some markets. And what reciprocity is, it says we're not going to take that anymore. We're going to make sure that we get a fair deal. If it's aluminum and steel and China or Japan are dumping and subsidizing and it's making an unfair situation for American workers, we're going to fix that. That's what the Trump trade agenda is trying to do. It's going to be uncertain for a while. The nature of negotiations and leverage is you don't tell the other side exactly what you're going to do, but that creates some uncertainty in markets. But I believe that we're on a path to having a great economy. The deflation or inflation numbers yesterday were very encouraging. You know, I see a lot of good signs, but people have to recognize, as President Trump said, this is going to be a little bumpy until we get that trade agenda in place. And listen, we're dealing with a guy in President Trump who's a practical business guy. So if something's not working quite the way we want to, he's going to adjust. And that's how I think he'll handle this vision of reciprocity on tariffs. And it's something I support.
Pennsylvania Senator Dave McCormick is our guest. Final question for you, because I know you have to run. You wrote an op-ed for the Washington Examiner on this Ukraine situation. Summarize that for our audience.
Well, listen, I you know, that was a terrible meeting in the White House with Zelensky. He showed a lack of gratitude. He showed a lack of a grace. But I wrote the op-ed a day or two after that and said, listen, don't let that bad meeting stand in the way of a peace agreement that President Trump has outlined, which is good for America, good for Europe, good for Ukraine. And honestly, I think it's good for Russia, which has lost 700,000 people in this war. And the outline of the agreement is three things. Number one, we got to stop the fighting. We got to have a ceasefire that stops the killing. It's more than a million people dead, hundreds of billions of dollars of damage. Number two, we've got to have the Europeans step up and be the security agreement arrangement support for Ukraine to ensure that Russian aggression, which this was caused by Russian aggression, does not repeat itself. So the Ukrainians have to know that they've got their sovereignty going forward, or they're not going to do a deal. They have every right to have their sovereignty, in my opinion. And the United States, I think, should support that. The Europeans taking on that extra leadership, maybe with some intel and things like that, but shouldn't be the driver of it. Third thing is an economic arrangement. With Ukraine, rare earth metals and other things that helps pay the American taxpayer back for the more than $100 billion they invested in Ukraine. And that creates a great opportunity for Ukraine to develop the industry they're going to need to rebuild their country. And it's a deterrent to Russia having further invasions, because if they do that, they take on the interests of the United States. That deal is a great deal, I think. Not a great deal, but a workable deal for all parties. And I think if anybody can do it, it's President Trump. And what you see now, the Ukrainians have come to the table. The Russians appear to be a little bit reluctant. And Trump's putting the pressure on. More sanctions on Russia if they don't come to the table. So, listen, I'm hopeful and optimistic that thing's going to land. And if it does, President Trump will have accomplished something remarkable. And it's a true example of peace through strength.
Senator Dave McCormick, tell us about the final question, continuing resolution. The House passed a bill that, some Congress people held their nose and voted for it. You've got that bill over in the Senate now. What I was explaining to the audience yesterday is that there has to be a procedural vote first to for cloture, which requires 60 votes. You've only got 53 Republicans, and Rand Paul's already dropped out. So you got 52 votes. You need 8 Democrats. Do you think you'll get those 8 Democrats to continue?
I'm hopeful and optimistic we will. Here's the reason. This is an extension of an agreement that was already agreed to in December that essentially gives the Congress and the president time to put a budget forward that is consistent with the president's priorities. This continuing resolution was meant to be very clean. It's essentially what was already agreed to with an additional $6 billion for defense. And I think this is back to where we started with the 80-20. Democrats can't help themselves. They keep making huge mistakes. This will be the Schumer shutdown if they move forward on it. And listen, Americans don't want this nonsense. They want to get on with business. And if the federal government steps down, it'll be very disruptive for everybody. It's not a good thing for Republicans. It's a terrible thing for Democrats. It's bad for all Americans. I'm hoping in the final hours here, cooler minds will prevail. But I think Republicans have to stand tough and make the Democrats eat their broccoli here, because this is good for America.
Dave McCormick, do me this favor. When you talk to Chuck Schumer next, tell him reading glasses are for reading. You don't have to wear them 100% of the time to look wise.
Yeah. Okay. You know, Chuck, I'll tell him, but Chuck and I, we're not hanging out much. We're not going on vacation together or anything.
Well, that's good for you.
All right. Bob, good to be with you.
Always a pleasure. Senator Dave McCormick from Pennsylvania. We love you. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.